Did you know that each year, 1 in 4 adults age 65 or older experiences a fall? This can result in over 3 million emergency department visits. Many of those falls are preventable. Among the same group of older adults, falls are the leading cause of both fatal and non-fatal injuries. Hello, everyone. I'm Cheryl Mujal, and welcome to My Care Advisors. In this episode, Safe Spaces, Navigating Fall Prevention for Aging Parents, we are joined by Keisha Steiniger. She's a certified senior advisor and senior care consultant for Care Patrol of Northeast Kansas. She will share her insight on navigating fall prevention for aging parents. Well, welcome, Keisha. It's such a great pleasure to speak with you today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So, Keisha, let's just start a conversation by sharing with our listeners, what are a few common causes of falls among aging adults and how families can identify those potential risks, especially in the home?
Well, when you think about falling, we've all heard the phrase, use it or lose it. Well, this is especially true for older adults. As most people know, we lose muscle mass as we age, and eventually that will affect your ability to walk, and you can become a little bit more unsteady on your feet and prone to falling. So keeping your legs strong is key. And you can do that with some simple activities that would match your personal fitness level. So, you know, if you can get on one of the seated bikes, those are great. A lot of communities host chair yoga, and you can find those at senior centers and other places in the community as well. And even things like water aerobics, if you're able to get to a gym or a physical therapy place that has a pool, that would be a great option for you. And another common cause of falls is a rapid drop in blood pressure. My grandpa had this issue, and he would just crumple to the floor after about 30 seconds. He just said, "I'm going down." So the way that he coped with that was to, you know, kind of look around before he stood up and say, "Okay, I can make it this far before I know that I need to sit down." So we would just base things, you know, on how far he had to walk. Another way to kind of help with that is to stand up and sit down repeatedly, just a couple of times, you know, first thing in the morning when you're a little bit groggier, or if you've been sitting for a while, that can really help kind of balance out that blood pressure issue. So one of the good things to do is, you know, make sure that your environment is open so you don't have the worry of tripping over anything. But have some safe spots that, you know, an elderly person can sit down, or, you know, add some grab bars if they're unsteady that they'd be able to hold on to. And there are lots of things you can do around your house that can help prevent falls. Proper footwear is really important. I know a few people that like to wear their Crocs, and if you are a senior and prone to falling, Crocs are not the shoe for you. And so make sure that your shoes aren't slick, but they also shouldn't stick to the floor too much either. A couple other things, make sure to keep clutter off of the floor. Remove as many rugs as possible. Those are pretty big trip hazards. Good lighting is a key, especially at night. You know, make sure to add some motion sensor night lights in, you know, areas where your family member might be walking around in the bathroom, for example. And the other good option is to use non-slip rugs or mats in areas that might get wet frequently. So the shower, the bathroom, near the kitchen sink, places like that. And my final word of advice there, specifically in the kitchen, is try and keep things within an easy reach for your loved one. You know, so they're not leaning over too far, getting a dish, you know, out, or a can, something like that. And that can really help prevent falls.
Well, Keisha, these are amazing tips and insights that everyone can actually implement as they're looking throughout their home, especially with an older loved one. So thank you for sharing those. Yeah. And I was just wondering, you know, just that being said, just to kind of like go deeper into what you're talking about, that family support. And I was just wondering, you mentioned about keeping active and mobile and moving is so important. I was wondering, what are some ideas that, you know, as older adults are keeping their mobility and independence, but they also need to ensure their safety. So What are some of your insights about that for your family members and caregivers?
The best way to maintain your safety is to keep, active from the beginning, but be sure that you're staying within your own parameters. If you've never been an active person before, then going out and joining that first pickleball group might not be for you right now. Start with something easy. The best example would be chair yoga. That's something that's simple that pretty much everyone can do. And a really good idea is if you can do that with your loved one, that encourages them to go to the activity and you can get a little bit out of it too. And that's always a good bonding experience for both of you. And then you can introduce some to other people, maybe foster a few relationships at, a community or an event that they're putting on, so that your loved one will be more encouraged to go if there are times that you aren't able to be there. And another thing I really like to tell people to do is don't be afraid of those assistive devices. I know that every time you go somewhere, your parent will say, well, there are all those old people and they have walkers and I'm not old. I don't need one. And I can then appreciate that and I understand. But a walker is a very good assistive device when you are out and about and away from your home. You never know when those sidewalks are going to be uneven. Little things like that, and that can really help keep your loved ones safe. Tell them, I know you don't really need this, but it would make me feel better. Some of them they're called rollators. They have four wheels, and those ones even have a built-in seat. So, if you get tired easily, you can take that with you. You've got something to hold on to, but you can also sit if you're out shopping at the mall. Another important thing is to have a plan for when and if a fall occurs. We would all like to say that if you do all these suggestions, you'll never have a fall, but that's simply not realistic. So I would really suggest that people invest in some type of a fall alert. So whether that is a cell phone, provided that your family member will actually carry that cell phone all the time and doesn't decide to just leave it in their car or, in the bedroom when they're taking a shower, something like that. Those are great options and most people have them. But there are also alert pendants that will call either emergency response individuals, it can call a family member, or even some that will go directly to a community representative if your loved one lives in certain independent livings. They even make smartwatches with fall detection. And if you're particularly concerned, you can do an in-home camera system and just check on your loved one in the mornings and in the evenings, when they're a little bit more groggy.
Well, Keisha, you just raised some amazing thoughts about the use of technology, no matter the setting, wherever your home is. I love the idea about just having those alerts and maximizing and leveraging technology to support older adults and their independence, right?
Absolutely. Everyone wants to be independent for as long as we can, and technology has really come a long way to help us with that.
Well, I was wondering, in your experience, I know that you have not only just with helping older adults and their families navigate senior living placement and where they should, their next journey should be to keep them safe and independent, but also in the home care setting as well. So I was wondering, I'm sure you've had lots of conversations with families and older adults about fall prevention and detection. And so I was just wondering if you could discuss some of those key points that you really like to emphasize when speaking to older adults and their family caregivers.
One of the things that I really like to let people know is that they don't have to be alone. A lot of seniors are really afraid of falling and being by themselves. How long would it be before somebody was here to find me? So again, the assistive devices for fall detection are huge for that. A really good peace of mind. But another, option are the community settings. And this can even be in your own neighborhood. If you have someone, either a friend or a family member that can call, or even better yet, stop by and check on you every day, or let's say you decided, I'm going to really prevent falls, I'm going to get in shape, and so my neighbor across the street and I are going to start walking every morning. and you have someone that holds you accountable to being there. So someone that would notice, for example, if you didn't make it over to that walk or to breakfast, something like that. So that's a really good way to encourage people, you know, to be safe and also to get, you know, a little bit of that fall preventative exercise in. But I've also found it's hard to start those conversations. Nobody really wants to talk about having a fall, and it quite honestly makes a lot of people feel like they're toddlers again. Oh, you know, I fell when I was young, but I don't fall anymore. So the easiest way, I feel, is to open up that conversation by sharing your own story. You know, as we all age, getting up off of the floor from a seated position is not as easy as it was when we were 10 years old. That's the kind of, you know, putting yourself in that position and telling your aging loved one, you know, my joints don't feel quite as good as they used to, and I don't bend as well as I used to. How about you? And that will encourage them to open up a little bit more and maybe discuss some of the areas in their life that they're having difficulty. And then you can really problem solve from there.
Well, Keisha, thanks for these insights. And you're right. I mean, falls could happen, and it just makes one feel that, oh my gosh, I'm younger. I'm like a little kid again, falling frequently, but it's really very dangerous. So these are really great tips, you know, to really share. And I love the idea about just starting that conversation. So I was wondering if you could just share a client story that kind of emphasizes that importance of really watching for fall prevention and, you know, keeping safe.
Sure. This is actually more of a personal story for me. My grandmother, and she'll be 98 this year, so this was about 7 years ago. When she was 91, she was living by herself at home, no additional care and no help. She did have one of the pendants. However, she didn't like to wear said pendant, as most people don't. And she was in the kitchen just getting something to eat. And she had on some shoes that were a little bit sticky on the bottom. So when she pivoted to turn and take her meal into the other room, she kind of got caught up between her own feet and had a fall. And fortunately, that resulted in a broken hip. And it was in the evening, so she ended up having to crawl down the hall and into the study before she could get to a phone that she could, you know, reach up and get to. So she was there by herself for a few hours before someone was able to come and help. Now, fortunately, she, you know, underwent surgery and did a long rehab, where we did rehab and then we had to do an assisted living because she was still non-weight bearing. Back to rehab, back to an assisted living, and eventually she was able to come home. And I think a lot of that was because she had always had a healthy lifestyle and an exercise routine from, you know, the time I was a little kid all the way up. So at the time, she didn't use a walker or anything. And by the end of her rehab, she was able to get back to where she had been before the fall, not using a walker. And she had an air bike that she could ride for 31 minutes straight through without getting off. So it turned out well for her, but it would have been better if she never had that fall in the first place.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so lucky. And you're right. So she was active and in great health, and physically and mentally, she was able to get to somebody to call and help, or help herself to call to somebody. But gosh, amazing. 98 years old. That's awesome.
Yes. And still going strong. She told me, well, I'm going to give you all of my jewelry, but I'm not ready yet. It'll be a while. I said, well, good, because I will wait long for it. I'd rather have you.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that story, and so glad your grandmother is doing well and, you know, back riding the bike for 30 minutes plus. That's amazing.
Yeah, she was doing it better than I could.
So, you know, how can families stay proactive in monitoring and adapting their strategies in order to support the aging parents' needs as they change? Because you mentioned that, like, you know, and also to support that independence. So what can they do?
important to keep in mind that there's a fine line between use it or lose it and just being flat out stubborn about what your limitations are. We all know that there will be a decline over time in our ability to do things in our everyday life. So I recommend encouraging your loved ones to do as much for themselves for as long as possible, but be mindful not to overdo it or try to show off. One of the examples would be knowing that someone is unsteady or that you yourself are unsteady and refusing to use a walker or a cane because you are embarrassed or, you know, you think someone will judge you based on that. Don't do that. Just use that walker if you need to. But in terms of, you know, use it or lose it, there are other places in your life where you can be a little bit more particular about using your abilities. So I would use the example of getting in and out of a chair. If it's a little bit difficult for you to get in and out of that chair, keep doing it. Or do some upper body exercises. Even just lifting a can of soup during commercials with each arm will really help you. And we forget how much upper body work it takes just to get out of a chair. But don't get that lift chair that will help someone, you know, in and out until you really do need it. Keep those muscles going as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, such great advice. I was wondering also, do you have any suggestions how families can work with either their healthcare professionals or others that can create this personalized fall prevention plan for their aging parents? And I know no matter what the setting is, whether they're at home or in assisted living, independent living, just kind of curious what your thoughts are.
Sure. The two most important people in your healthcare provider network in terms of falls are going to be your pharmacist and any type of physical therapist that you have. A pharmacist, I would absolutely make sure that you're familiar with your medications or your parents' medications and those potential side effects. A lot of today's medications can have, you know, drowsiness as a side effect, which if you're drowsy, you're probably a little bit more unsteady. So be sure to look out for that. And also certain medications shouldn't be mixed with certain foods, for example, and generally shouldn't be mixed with alcohol. So I would minimize or avoid alcohol and just be aware of those other, you know, side effects and things that will interact with your medications. And then the other piece that I would recommend people do is speak with your primary care doctor about potential home health or physical therapy that might be covered through Medicare. Home health can involve physical therapy, occupational therapy, and even speech therapy if someone is having difficulty swallowing or with certain cognitive tasks. And you can get those covered through Medicare if you've had a recent significant change in either your health or in your life. So this can even include if your parent has moved out of their home and into a senior community. And I really encourage folks to do that and take advantage of that, especially if it's free. And even if it's out of pocket, paying for a little bit of physical therapy is a lot better than breaking a hip and spending, you know, the next 2 months in rehab. So those are kind of the two places where I really work with your healthcare professional and see where you can take advantage of that therapy and what to look out for with in terms of medications.
Yeah, perfect. Spot on the medications. Yeah, especially. Yes, most seniors are taking so many medications, right? And so,
yes.
Well, I was wondering, you know, can you recommend any other resources or support networks that may be available for families to just kind of like understand a little bit more about the fall prevention for their aging parents?
Sure. I would definitely check your local senior resource center. They're always a great step in terms of navigating the sort services that are around in your area. And so that'll have everything from, you know, physical fitness classes, suggestions for different, you know, doctors and therapies and things like that. So check there. And I would also reach out to your local area agency on aging. These are great resources for folks, not only in terms of fall prevention, but just general, you know, future planning for folks.
Yeah, those are great.
Great.
Yeah, I love those. Yeah. Well, thank you, Keisha. And I know you mentioned also if they're in a senior living community, many times they'll have somebody there too to help you reach out for the resource, whether it's an in-house, your therapy or activities, et cetera, right?
Yes, definitely. If you're in a community, check that activities calendar. There's always something going on. And as you mentioned, Cheryl, a lot of them do have physical therapy in-house nowadays. And even if someone just comes twice a week and teaches a class or something, you can really get some good advice from those folks.
Well, I know our time is near the end of this episode, and I was just wondering if you could share any other additional thoughts with our listeners about fall prevention and other thoughts.
I would just remember that the easier way to prevent fall is to maintain as much muscle strength as you can. So whether that is, you know, walking, doing some yoga, swimming, or, you know, even something as simple as leg lifts under your desk or while you're sitting there watching The Price is Right, any of those can really help. So whether you're 20, 60, or 80, keep active and keep healthy. No matter what age you are, you're working to prevent a fall.
Well, thank you, Keisha, for joining us today and sharing this important information with our listeners. To view resources, show notes, and access more MyCare Advisors episodes, visit MyCareAdvisors.com. You can also subscribe and listen to our podcast on your favorite app. I leave you with this thought. It's important to have a twinkle in your wrinkle. Choose to be inspired to live the best life every day. Thank you for listening. We are grateful to be your guide.